90.3 KMBA and Paper Bird from their self-titled disc from last year with To the Light. Esme Patterson, a former member of Paper Bird, but her sister's still with the band, so good stuff. Anyhow, Matthew Sweet, nice poppy thing called Trick from Tomorrow Forever, his latest. Chicano Batman passed you by. We heard Cry, Cry, Cry back there covering R.E.M.'s Fall on Me. Cry, 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 of course, Lucy Kaplansky, Dar Williams, and Richard Schindel. And I saw something that Dar Williams had posted. The three of them are actually gotten back together and are doing a bunch of at least East Coast dates. Wouldn't that be great if they came up here? Yeah. Big Head Tonda Monsters in there with Damaged One from their upcoming album. It's 8:26, and it is the Morning Line program right here on 90.3 KMBA. Thank you so much for tuning in. Good to have you along as always. Hey, what are you doing the last week of August, first week of September? If you want to learn how to play guitar or ukulele or mandolin or banjo, or any of those things with strings, or maybe you want to learn how to write songs, well, the Acoustic Alaska Guitar Camp is just the thing for you. You can connect to the list of instructors and full camp information online at kmba.org. It is 8:27. Thanks for tuning in to Morning Line. I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Chiflook. Hey, do you know what day today is?
Yes, I do.
It's the 20th of June, and
It's like Don Rickles' birthday or
Don
something,
Rickles,
right?
Is that right? Yeah. I was joking the other day that it was Cauliflower Day, but really it was Fresh Veggies Day. However, today, of course, is the it's going to be a long one because it's the longest day of the year.
Yeah, look at that sun just shining down there. Yeah,
is upon us, and it's summer solstice, which means that there's a bunch of events around town. You probably were aware of last weekend's solstice downtown events, but there's a lot of things happening around town that are celebrated on the actual day as well. One of them is the Lunch on the Lawn Solstice Celebration at the Anchorage Museum. It's an event kind of geared towards the younger audience, I gather. I guess there's of all ages, really. But starting at 11:30 today till 3:30, there's a monument building where kids and events can take inspiration from Stonehenge and build their own Alaska henge or that sort of thing.
Grizzly bear henge.
And
Muckluck henge.
Yeah.
Or Muktuk henge.
Something like that, right? And then there's also a botanical elixir plant compound, some sort of a talk at the museum. Alaska Botanical Gardens is sending their very best plant elixir builder there, kind of a master of potions, I gather. There's also an event talking about crystals and the ideas of crystals starting at 1:30. So that's pretty interesting. And a solar energy chat at 2:30. So that's a bunch of stuff happening down at the Anchorage Museum this afternoon. Also at the Anchorage Museum, there's a Anchorage Downtown Solstice Wine and Dine. That's something that is put on by the National Association of Catering and Events, Anchorage chapter, kind of a caterer's guild. And so that's at 5 o'clock, right around 5 o'clock down there at the Muse. I also see an event that's called Black Sheep Summer Solstice Comedy Show, and that's happening down at the 49th State Brewery Company. It promises that you'll have beer stream out of your nose because things are so funny. And of course, got a little song.
Well, that just sounds like a laugh a minute, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? Yes. It used to be milk, now it's beer, I suppose. I don't know. There's also an event that's kind of combining the sun of the solstice and the rain that we're experiencing. And, well, it's called the Rainbow Run, and that's happening tonight at 6. From 6 to 9 is predicted to looks like it's Ship Creek Trail downtown. And the Rainbow Run is available, and more information is available about that at alaskapride.org.
Yeah, it's Alaska Pride Fest Week, celebrating 40 years, over 20 events in Anchorage, Anchorage plan. What's that? Alaskapride.org. Okay, what else? Is that it? That's all?
That's my little
The longest up. Day of the year, and that's all you... Well, listen. Yeah, okay. So Stonehenge, you mentioned Stonehenge, a prehistoric temple built to mark the movement of the sun, ancient... And of course, solstice is a huge happening there, even to this day. But for thousands, Stonehenge was built over a period of about 3,000 years. ancient druids and pagans dance around in circles and wear bright colored things and sing Sugar Magnolia and Uncle John's band in a truck and stuff like that. It was very cool. But I actually made it to Stonehenge once a few years ago. Wasn't it solstice? And they since the 70s, they don't let you actually go touch the rocks. You know, get your grimy hands on the rocks. They've got it all roped off, and then it's like when they lottery off the trips to drive into Denali Park. It's like they lottery off tickets to go and actually walk up and touch the rocks. So I didn't get to touch them, but it's a very cool thing. Although it's what I thought was really weird. You know, you hear about these great UNESCO World Heritage sites, and like Machu Picchu in Peru, you can walk, take these ancient Inca highways, and take anywhere up to 5 days to walk into Machu Picchu, and Stonehenge is like it's sitting right there in the middle of England at the intersection of the A344 and the A303 motorways. It just takes a little something out of it, you know, vending machines in the parking lot, but
just drive up. A drive-up wonder of the world.
That's nice. Summer solstice for 2017. There you go.
Thanks.
It's 8:32. Paul McCartney and Wings and Head and Heart next.
On the next Native America Calling, we'll explore two documentaries that focus on members of the Navajo Nation. In The Mayors of Shiprock, young people are working hard to make a difference in their community. The Metal Road follows Navajo rail workers. Join us for a conversation about Navajo film.
Native America Calling is heard weekday mornings at 9 on KMBA, Alaska's Native Voice.